Hello,
Love
everyone. Hello, everyone. Love, light, and joy. And it's 11:11. And it's funny because the angels have jokes. And I had difficulties up until just this very moment logging in. And I decided to come outside and sit in the sunshine, which is why you hear cars in the background, and hone in and align with the power of my thoughts. And with the last 15 minutes left in this broadcast, I want to say that we will continue to discuss the power of our thoughts, the 111 alignment, the unity. But I want to take this last 5 minutes or this last 15 minutes and just really talk about the power of flexibility. And also let all of you know who are listening in to the playbacks, if you would like to subscribe, please feel free to. If you'd like to call in, please check www.blogtalkradio.com/rock, R-O-C, love, light, joy. And you can get the call-in number. You can feel free to leave comments under each broadcast. You can feel free to archive the broadcast. No matter when you listen to it, know that it is transcending, transforming, transmuting love, light, and joy to whatever time zone, whatever area in which you're located, at whatever time you happen to choose to listen. And I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for listening. I ask that you share this with those that you feel it will resonate with. And I ask that you share it on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter. And I thank you for being a part of the Love, Light, Joy consciousness. I thank you for picking my broadcast to listen to. I come to you right now under beautiful sunshine, basking in the light, playing in the light. Want to go back and talk about flexibility and what does that mean? And today is a perfect example. The show was originally scheduled for 4:30 a.m. because that is usually the time I wake up and just normally and excited. And I say that that's angel time because 444 is an angel number for me. And it means that thousands of angels are around you at all times. So I like to say legions of angels. That's our angel meeting, conference time, meditation, solitude, aligning, getting ready for my day. So I noticed that when I was scheduling my broadcast for 4:30, for some reason, I wasn't waking up. And I had to really get to the root cause or the root issue of what does that mean? This is something exciting. This is something joyful. And what I realized is in feeling and putting myself into a place, excuse me, where I felt that I had to do something that I enjoyed at a particular time every day on a set schedule, innately I felt that my freedom and the joy and the passion was being taken from me, and albeit I was taking it from myself. And that was an aha moment. That was a moment for me to let me know, why would I do that to myself? I have cultivated a lifestyle based on flexibility, based on being able to move with the whims and the passion and the bliss of the moment, being able to bend with the contrast and sometimes the chaos, and knowing that out of contrast and chaos always comes order, and surrendering to those feelings allows for higher energetic vibrations if I stop and tune in to my thought processes. So once I figured out that aha moment, I heard the higher self, my divine self, the essence of goddess within me, say, you can schedule your broadcast anytime you want, as long as it's not during a time that's blocked off, and you can schedule a broadcast for every half an hour on the hour if you choose. And so I decided, wow, I could breathe. I felt a realm of calm come over me. So I rescheduled for 11, and I was all set and ready to go at like 10:50. I started trying to log in, 10:50 a.m. Could not log in. Kept telling me Paige was not available, but the rest of the site was up. And so I say that to say, once again, I had to really get to the cause of flexibility. And so right at 11:09, I was able to log in, and I knew that that was a significant time because 11:11 was coming. This is an 11:11 broadcast, and obviously if I could get in within 15 minutes, I would be able to say whatever needed to be said during that time and let you guys know that I'll be coming back with more and more broadcasts. And so during this time, when I got in at 11:09, at 11:11 we went live. And so I just want to say that this today, on the heels of the full moon that's coming, during the time where the energetic portals are very wide open, it is a time where our thoughts are manifesting very rapidly, and whatever we choose comes to us. So the thought at that moment was flexibility, alignment. And if I can't log on, then I'll log back on and reschedule the show. But either way, it's okay, because I can bring love, light, and joy at any time, at all times, as long as I am feeling it. And I want to truly say that as I sit in this sun and I speak these words, I feel overwhelming emotion and gratitude and joy just to be able to share my thoughts, my journey, my simple experience just of today, with the hopes that it will lend understanding, it will be a catalyst for change, it will be an inspiration for taking the moments to sit back and take deep breaths and align your mind and focus on your thoughts and allow those deep subconscious thoughts to come to the surface in a place of nurturing, in a place of love, in a place of light, in a place of joy. And to do that, that allows for ease, which touches also on this broadcast, which is once the mind is at ease, all dis-ease in the body can begin to repair itself. And while it may not be instantaneous, the dis-ease and the dis-ease in the body may have come from years of trauma, deep-seated issues, energetic patterns. Certainly, the mind is very powerful, and paying attention to the thought processes and how the body reacts to certain thoughts are key indicators. Our body is a wonderful guidance system, and it provides us slowly with little whispers and then bigger announcements and then sometimes larger shouts and then just all-out radiant screams to pay attention to what we are thinking. Pain, I've learned over the years, is an attention getter, and it changes things, if nothing else. And out of those two things, we can learn to take our power back. We are divine beings. We have the essence, the innate light, the innate love. We are made of the divine galaxy, universal star, matter, the essence of God, source, abundance. And it is in this power, this taking back of our thoughts, this aligning our thoughts with our heart, with our minds, bringing our bodies into a more calmer state, a more ease state, allows the transition, the ascension, the transmutation into a more crystalline structure. And what is crystalline? I remember I started hearing that and I thought, what does that mean? Well, it just simply means it allows our body, which is a dense structure, to become more and more light, both literally and figuratively. And the more light we are able to become, the more light we are able to take in, the more light we become accustomed to, the more we are able to ascend on this planet. And what does ascension mean? It means transferring parallel realities, going into the new heaven on earth, the new light, the new love, the colors, the vivid spectrum, the beauty of being on this planet. So to all that happens to be within the radius of hearing this broadcast, may there be a shift of love, light, joy, peace within you. I remember joining in on broadcasts with people who are dedicating themselves to bringing more love, light, joy to the forefront, using various mediums to host webinars and free forums where people could come in and they would say wonderful affirmations. And I remember one very powerful affirmation used by a wonderful guy by the name of Emmanuel Dagger, if any of you are familiar with him, or Tarek Bliss. Feel free to look them up on Facebook. They're powerful light transmuters. They're powerful catalysts for this ascension process and change. And during this time, they would pray and say, if you would like to receive abundance and joy and passion, just say yes. Just say yes. And by just the simple act of saying yes, there is an opening to the possibilities that are available. And the possibilities are endless on this planet. The possibilities are infinite. Through us, we are infinite beings incarnate. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I really remember hearing that when I began this journey. Like I said in a previous broadcast, some 20 years ago or so, I would hear these sayings, and while they would resonate with me, they continue to reveal themselves more and more in my everyday life of what they mean and what does it really mean to be a spiritual being having a human experience, and what does it really mean to be the essence of the source, abundant creator, the divine God, whatever title you choose to ascribe to the higher source, the higher being, the higher self, that which created the creator which created the creation, the infinite, the alpha, the omega. All of that is an essence to say it is a, it can be a concept, it can be a theory, but it also can be used in very practical terms in day-to-day life. And what does it mean to feel that? How does it apply to what we go through? And the most simplest way that I've learned to understand it and break it down is that it's all energy, and it's all energy in motion, which is emotion, energy in motion. And energy needs to be in motion, whatever that energy is, so that it can move, so that it can transform, so that it can release. And so back to flexibility, which brings us back to the topic of this particular broadcast, flexibility sometimes, if it is not there, it can have its evil twin of frustration. And what is the energy of frustration? And what I also learned is that no energy is not bad or good. It just is. And it is in how we use it and what is the action of our demonstration of the energy in which we're feeling. And so at the moment where I chose the energy of flexibility, the perspective of flexibility and alignment and coming outside to sit in the sunshine, because it is a radiant day where I am, so I'm beaming love, light, and joy from my heart and my mind and my soul to all of you listeners. I could have chose frustration, and I will honestly say for an instant I did feel a little frustrated, and that energy made itself known, and I knew that to move it, I just needed to breathe and take a moment and surrender and release. And so in the breathing, I surrendered that I might not be able to get on, and I released that this broadcast may come up again as not available because there wouldn't be one. And I released the feeling that I would be judged for, not being where I said I was going to be, even though I had the freedom to have my broadcast whenever I want to. All of that allowed me to go into an alignment of flexibility, of just being my most often, my most transparent, and my most self, and being me. So as the rock of love, light, joy, and I'm rocking love, light, joy, I laugh and I take a moment and I use persistence and dedication and resilience with flexibility, allowing myself to breathe, allowing myself to get on, allowing divine synchronicity to come in, which is definitely another show that I will bring in, allowing synchronicity to come in. And that is an affirmation for me. It gives me confirmation. It gives me that excitement of continuing to know that I am tuned in, turned in, tapped into my thoughts, and the fact that I was able to log in and get on by 11:11 right to the exact minute is nothing but divine blessings, nothing but divine essence. Truly divine synchronicity. So as we wind down to the last 5 minutes of this broadcast, I would like to leave you with a reading from a book called The Science of the Mind, A Philosophy of Faith, A Way of Life by Ernest Holmes. And this is in the chapter entitled Mental Equivalence. And it says, if we know, what do we mean by mental equivalence? The prayer of faith. Definite plan. How to Demonstrate a Home, Sea Life Express, Perfect Action, and No Mistakes. Those were the key benchmarks of this particular chapter of mental equivalence. So here we go. If we know that the power with which we are dealing is principle and not personality, if we know and believe that mind is the only actor, cause, effect, substance, intelligence, truth, and power that there is, if we have a real embodiment, then we can demonstrate. So we can erase thought from consciousness by pouring in an opposite thought. So if we have had thoughts of lack, of being poor, of being without friends, of being without opportunities, we can erase those from our consciousness with abundant thoughts of opportunity, wealth. We are abundance incarnate. We have abundant breath. We are breathing. We are light. We are love. We are joy. We have all of that within our essence. Even if we are struggling to manifest those things on a regular and continuous basis. So we erase thought from consciousness once again by pouring in an opposite thought. This thought meets the other and neutralizes its effect. It rubs it out just as we would rub a chalk mark off a board. We must, though, maintain a consistent, positive, aggressive mental attitude in this truth. We walk by falling forward. Water falls by its own weight. The planets are eternally falling through space. Everything sustains itself in nature. And the only reason man is limited is that he has not allowed the divine within him to move more expressively, more completely. Man's divine individuality compels infinity to appear in his experience as duality, but only because he has believed in duality. And so now, during the time of the new portals opening, the veil being thinning, the new heaven and new earth, we can move beyond duality, those of us who choose. We can move into a new realm of infinite possibilities, simultaneous exploration, simultaneous understanding, reflecting the light from within ourselves, letting it come out and being demonstrated in all that we do and all that we say and all that we are, seeing those abundant blessings, those abundant co-creations, those abundant manifestations come into our lives. We are allowed to rendezvous now with all of our good. There are legions of angels. They want me to continue to say that there are legions, angels all around us. And for those legions, there are other legions. And they are all beaming their light, their love, their joy to us. In this moment, in all moments beyond time, the past, the present, the future, they are all one. They are all now. They are all simultaneously happening. Take advantage of your love. Take advantage of your light. Take advantage of your joy. Learn to cultivate self-love for yourself. More self-love allows more love on our universe and on our planet. And as we bring this broadcast to a close, excuse me, I would like to send you love, light, joy, many, 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 many legions of angels that reflect the love, the light, the joy, synchronicity in your life. Take care.